Today's learning should be really niche with Chaim Luz, Pshari, Moshe, O'Neill, Rivka, Bas, Moshe, Zeril, Yisrael, Ben, Rabbanach, and Moshe, Yisrael, Menach, and Moshe, Yisrael, for Shlema, Chaim, Moshe, and Malkin, and Baruch, Masar, Malkin, and Dizu, and Hekel, Dina, Yisrael, for all those in around that Yisrael, and Yisrael, for my son, here's Moshe, and my car, who on our way to go take his Feher, should be Yisrael, that he does well on his Feher. Okay. We are holding Simon Reish, Samach, Dalet. We are up to Sif Gimel. Talking about over here that the candles that you can use and not use. So till now, we were talking about the wicks. Now, in Sif Gimel, we're going to shift over and we're going to shift into the actual oil that you're using. Eimat lika ner l'shabbos. We don't light ner for Shabbos. Ela mishemen ha-nimshach ha-chapsila. It has to be the kind of oil that is drawn towards the wick, means that it draws up nicely. L'fichach, therefore, you don't use pitch. Pitch is a product that comes out of pine trees, resin. It's made into tar, and that is somewhat flammable, but it doesn't draw well to the wick. And not with wax. Now, we'll see, he's not referring to our wax candles. He's referring to liquefied wax that you pour into a cup and you stick a wick into it. Not if it's made from cottonseed oil. Okay, now cottonseed oil is interesting because cottonseed oil bizman hazeh does burn very well. Seemingly, the process of how they purify the oil is done differently today, and that makes it actually burns very, very well. Over here, he's talking about the cottonseed oil in those days, which did not draw very well to the wick. Veloiba alya, not with the fats from the tail of an animal. Veloiba chalem, not with fats of an animal. Vechain, eimat lika beitron. Now, itron is a byproduct of zephes. It's the clear fluid that comes out when they make this zephes. That happens to be, does burn well. However, mipnesha recha ya ra, this, when you burn this itron, which like I said, is this byproduct of the pitch that we discussed earlier, it has a very, very bad odor. And you're going to leave the room. So we're going to talk about a little bit, what about if we're using some sort of gas and other things that potentially is a bad smell? Is that a problem or not? But here, this, while it burns, it gives a bad smell. The loy betzri, not with, this is an oil that comes from balsam. But neisha recha noidaf, because it actually has a very good smell, and shema yistapik b'meni, you might come to want some of that oil. But nimtza meschayim meshem mechabu, you end up using some of that oil, you are causing kibu, you're causing the fire to go out. So these oil, all these things cannot be used. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah b'zefes, heinu. Like I mentioned, this, all these first few items, zephyr, shava, that we're talking about, that you're putting him into a bowl and you're sticking a wick into it, not like we have the candles. In our candles, the shari, of course, it's mutter. You don't use the shmarim, the stuff at the bottom of the of the oil when it's made, it's thick, it also does not draw well to the wick. Any animal fats is included in this, and we're not allowed to use it. Now, using butter, you have to think about it. Maybe when you go ahead and you melt the butter beforehand, yes, is right. So dear, in that case, it does burn well. You mix it with some oil and then it does burn well. It's better not to use butter. You might have some animal fats that you used earlier in the week as your candle, and now you're going to use butter, and you still might have some in it. It's also an isana. We're going to get back to isana in a moment. But again, if I go ahead and I had used my candle holder for fats, animal fats, and now I go and I use butter, it's being mevashel basa b'chalav. Not only is it an issa bishel, it's an issa of hana. And loy b'shuman oif, if not for, or unless what you only thing that you use your candelabra for beforehand was chicken fats. The kaimelon, the aim by mishum bishel hana, because when it comes to chicken fats, we don't have the issa of loy sevashel b'chalav. Of course, we can't eat it, But you don't have the yisav leisav ashkel dibel chalev imai. That's only by animal fats. Now, interesting, he says over here that the problem with using chema and potentially the candle was used previously for fats is two problems. Number one, the bishul. Okay, so that we understand. But the second issue that he brings down over here is the isana. Now we know generally there's a policy of mitzvahs lav lahanas. We don't say that when I do a mitzvah with something, I'm having anah from it, right? Because a mitzvah is not for your own personal anah. Over here, you're being madlik there Shabbos. It's a mitzvah. So why all of a sudden is a problem with isana? Now, this would somewhat be possible to be a problem today because Truma, Maisa, Arla, all these things are Issa Hana. So what happens if I have oil that came from a tree that was still within the first 4 years? Well, what happens if I have oil that didn't have Truma taken from? Do I have a problem? So now it seems over here that you do have a problem Issa Hana. So why don't we say that Mitzvah Lav Lahanas Nitnu? And the way they explain it's very, very simple. Yes, Mitzvah Lav Lahanas Nitnu. But the whole mitzvah over here is that you should have Einik Shabbos. So the definition of the mitzvah is that I should have anah. So since the definition of the mitzvah is that I should have anah from it, if I do use this, it would be considered having anah from it, because that is the be'etzem, the mitzvah, is to have my Einik Shabbos. Okay. The next thing we said, you cannot use itrin because it smells and you're going to go back, you're going to kind of be yitzah, and you go out for chayva lechel be'etzel, and there, as we learned already previously, you have to eat by the candles. That's the place you're supposed to eat. So the candles smell, that I'm not going to want to stay there. Now, where is this a shtickle negay today? But l'maisa halacha, they say it's not a problem. Is we have sometimes you can burn a Bunsen burner or using a kerosene burner, things like that, they have a little bit of a smell. So first of all, the smell generally is not so bad that you're not going to stay in the room. So therefore, it is considered okay. The time that it usually has the bad smell is when the gas runs out, and when the flame goes out, that's when it gets a very small, strong smell, a very bad smell. However, that smell dissipates quickly. Since it dissipates quickly, people don't go running out of the room as soon as that fire goes out and creates that smell, because they know in a few seconds or in a minute, the smell is going to go away. Over here, when you're burning the itron, it constantly has a bad smell, and that's why you would leave the room, and therefore you're not allowed to use it. The tzri, hisham, and afarsman, that's oil that comes from balsam. The reichet taimite has a very good smell. You're stopping with many, and this might cause you to come and use the oil. But yesh oy tamach habashast is another reason. He says that it's not only a problem of that it has a good smell, you might use it, but it also goes ahead and when it burns, it has a residue that goes into the air, and that residue sticks to the walls of the house and makes the walls of the house flammable. And since that, for Adam Baum, might have Yavil Chabbos, Chas V'Shalom, your house catches on fire in Shabbos, you might come ahead and put it out because you're going to be worried about your house. Because I'm going to run. The Mizeh LeMadnu. Now, that doesn't mean that if Chas V'Shalom someone's house on fire, he shouldn't put it out. It depends on the situation. If you're in a situation potentially going to be pikuach nefesh, of course you're supposed to put it out. If we're talking about where a person's house on fire, and the only reason he's putting it out is because he doesn't want to lose his money, but it's never going, but there's no sakanas nefashas involved. The sakanas nefashas involved, of course, you're supposed to put it out. The kasam I'm going to from, this halacha that we bring down, and this is also brought down in the Aruch HaShulchan, about the house being, about the house getting becoming flammable, he writes, it's something we have to be conscious of. Don't go ahead and use wood to cover up the front of your oven, because that's also flammable. And potentially, you're going to run into a position that you are going to have a fire start. And once a fire starts in your house, you might get nervous, and your instant reaction is going to be to put the fire out. And since that's going to be an instant reaction to put the fire out, it could potentially cause you a Chilul Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Sif Dalet. So we had all these things that we just mentioned in the last sif that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. What happens if I go and I mix kosher oil, I take olive oil that I could use for candles, I mix in it. Now you remember yesterday when we were learning about the wicks, there were certain situations that by mixing the two kind of products together, all of a sudden it became okay to use. So the same question he's asking over here. But Ozdem Shachem, not only that, it causes, mixing the oil in, causes it that it should burn better. He says, still, Eimat Likaman, you're not allowed to use it. Why not? Says the Mishaburu, Ma'at Avil Imhoy, Rubai Mishmana Maksher, Miyud Ma'absalam, but Batal Barayva Mutta. If you have rife of the oil that you're allowed to use for candles, and a miyut of the oil that you're not allowed to use for candles, it's surely mutter. Over here, he's talking about you mix partly a miut of the kosher oil and a rive of the non-kosher oil. He says you're not allowed to use it. Why not? Once we allow you, I have, let's say, this zephes, right? And I go ahead and I mix a little bit of oil in it. So now it burns well. The next week, I might be saying, oh, last week I used zephes, it was okay. Last week there was a little bit of oil, that was only a miut. So now I might come and make a mistake and think that I could light with zephes. Says the Chachamim that unless it's rive of the oils that you're allowed to use, do not use it on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Vayta, Sifhei, Chelef Mehutav. So till now we said that you're not allowed to use animal fats for Shabbos, for the candles, because it doesn't draw well. He says, what happens if I have liquefied chelef? Okay, I go ahead and I made it, I heat it up, so it becomes liquefied. The kirbei dagim, or the innards of the fish, those also burn. Eimad likim behen, you're not allowed to go ahead and light with them. We'll see why in a moment. So these, once you liquefy the fats and the you liquefy and the fish stuff, it does burn well. So why am I not allowed to use it? Let's wait for Mishnah Berurah. Tell us why. Now, what happens? I took a little olive oil and I mixed it into the liquefied chalev. Then I can. So it's two interesting halachas over here. Number one, animal fats, we said you're not allowed to use. But if I liquefy it and it does burn well, I still can't use it. However, if I went ahead and I mixed a little bit of shemen zayas into it, then I am allowed to use it. But we just said in the last sif that mixing shemen zayas into a kind of oil that I'm not allowed to use doesn't help me. So why over here does it help me? So let's see all this. Mishnah Berurah can explain it very simply. You went ahead, you heat it up, and it liquefied. It becomes out liquefied. And it didn't. Now, this that he said you can use it means that it did not yet thicken. If it did thicken, then you can't use it. Because so we're talking about it's still liquid. Because they all agree that it has to, this that we said that you can use the liquefied animal fats is that it's still liquid. They also liquefied. This oil that you take out of the eyes of the fish, that you for sure, fish oil, you're allowed to use. Now, let's go back to our question. Muta, we said that it's liquefied, you can use it. Why? And we said if it's liquefied, you cannot use it. But if I mixed a little oil, I could use it. We just said in the last sieve that mixing kosher oil into something I can't use is not allowed. So why over here is it allowed? So we'll be clear. I have animal fats. That's liquefied. I'm not allowed to use it, we said. However, if I mix oil, I could use it. We just said that mixing oil into something that you're not allowed to use doesn't help you. So why here does it help? Lufi ikadin, says the Mishnah Berurah. Really, Meikadin, I should have been allowed to use liquefied animal fats. Lufisha nimshach achab sila shapur, because that burns very, very well. Why do they say I can't use it? The Rabbanan said, don't use liquefied animal fats because you, if I allow you to use liquefied, you might use not liquefied, which you're not allowed to use. Now, once I take this liquefied, which really I'm allowed to use, it's only exera that I can't use it, but now I mixed it with something I could use, like Gazru, but I did not make exera. The Havile exera ligzera, because that would end up being a double exera, the exera not to use it if you mixed in good oil. Why? Because that might bring you to use stuff that you didn't mix in. So that's one exera. And then to be another exera, don't use liquefied animal fats because you might use not liquefied animal fat. So it's a double gzera we never make, and therefore, in this case, you're allowed to use it. Okay, we're going to stop over here, and Me'atz Hashem, we're going to continue on Monday. Next week, I am in Eretz Yisrael, so the timing is going to be all over the place, but I will post when we are learning, and we'll record it and post it for those who can't make it at that time. Have a good Shabbos.